Who's ready to have some fun?
Guess what it is today? Get excited about it!
Today is National Chocolate Cake Day.
Hey, where's that chocolate cake?
Love morning cake.
We brought a chocolate cake.
It's National Chocolate Cake Day today.
Chocolate is for cake.
It's National Chocolate Cake Day.
National Chocolate Cake Day today.
All right. Give me a slice.
No. Showtime!
WQKX. WQKX HD1 Sunbury.
The people that plan their show don't let me put my hands in the cake enough. They don't remember. I'm diabetic.
In digital HD. Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
Okay, I wouldn't be upset if you came to the back door right now with a chocolate cake. I'm going to be honest, all right? I'm not that kind of guy. I suppose if you were to quit smoking, you couldn't have just one ciggy a day and say that you quit smoking. No. Okay, if you quit drinking, you can't have just one. But when you are type 2 diabetic, you take these little pills to control your sugar. And the doctor says, hey, every once in a while, if you want to have a piece of chocolate cake, go ahead. But the point is, if you have that one piece of chocolate cake, were you allowed to purchase just one piece of chocolate cake? Can you bake one piece of chocolate cake? It comes out of the oven. Hey, look, just one. No, you buy the whole damn cake. You bake a whole cake. So the problem is, go ahead and bake a cake, Tom, on Chocolate Cake Day. But are you really just going to eat one piece? No. Do you have a lot of friends that come over and say, hey, Tom, we're just here for the cake? No. So you're going to eat the whole cake. So I'm staying away from the cake. So I guess my point is, if you show up here with a cake, just give me one piece and leave with the rest of the cake. Thank you. You know what today also is? Clashing Clothes Day. Sam Tyler and I were going to wear clashing clothes and do like some stupid video here in the studio in the morning. Sammy's a little under the weather. Okay, she's a lot under the weather. We wish her well. She'll be back hopefully soon. So no Clashing Clothes Day. I wish I had somebody in the studio with me that we could dress up in clashing clothes. We'd all look like Herb Tarlick from WKRP in Cincinnati. Oh, well. So we can't celebrate that. It's a World Breast Pumping Day. Well, there's something I choose not to participate in. I still don't know why men have nipples. But let's move on. On a serious note, it is Nassau Remembrance Day, a day to remember those lost in the space program. And there have been more than maybe you think. So you should Google that. And it's International Holocaust Remembrance Day. Back to the cake. Give me a cake. I want a cake. I promise I'll only eat one piece.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Jimmy Fallon is on the way. And our United States Senate, they're just hardworking people. They're always working for us, the American people. Do you believe that?
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A bipartisan group of senators just announced legislation to make the U.S. more prepared for a pandemic. Wow, great timing. Next week, they're going to come up with a plan to fight this Y2K thing I keep hearing about.
You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
You ready for some football? Another weekend of football. This time it's conference championship weekend. If you don't know what that means, there's basically two games. An AFC game, an NFC game, and then those two winners play in the Super Bowl in what? 12, 18 weeks from now, whatever. The stretch gets longer and longer. Did hear this story early this morning, though. That Chiefs-Bills game, everybody is still talking about it. Who's going to win? It looks like Buffalo's going to win. Oh, wait, Kansas City. No, wait, now Buffalo scored again. Oh, now we're going overtime. A cool story that came out of it, though, is a charity group. Of course, all football players have them, okay? But Josh Allen, the quarterback of Buffalo, has a charity called the Josh Allen Club. And Kansas City fans raised $178,000 and gave it to the Josh Allen Fund when they found out it was for the Buffalo Children's Hospital. I thought that was really cool. All right, so in the midst of competition, think about yourself, all that hate you put out there on social media. Yeah, we beat you, you suck, and all that. You know, isn't it cool to know that this kind of stuff still happens? And why does it happen behind the scenes? Why isn't that the lead story instead of somebody faking their vaccination or something? Something to think about. about. If you have time today, look up that Josh Allen Fund at the Buffalo Children's Hospital. Pretty cool thing.
Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
We all love when little kids struggle with certain words. Like, I had three daughters. None of them could say spaghetti. Well, how about Pinocchio?
Pinocchio.
Viral comedy is next.
Morgan in the Morning, 94.1 WQKX. Viral comedy. Look for it later. Listen to it now.
Yeah, listen to this. If you're getting the little blue pill, okay, we could say Viagra on the radio, in the mail, there's a new company, RexMD's campaign, to discreetly send the package so no one knows what it is.
Generic Viagra delivered within 48 hours in discreet packaging on approval. No one will know but you. Your mailbox. RexMD.com is the fast, easy, and affordable way to get generic Viagra.
The advertising campaign has gone viral because of the little mailbox flag popping up on cue. Check that out. It's pretty funny. And you know, we've all heard of soccer moms or football moms or basketball or wrestling moms, but do they scream on command? They do in Boston. I kind of like that. Look for the video. The head mom has a little glow stick, and she cues him to scream. She says it's pandemic therapy. I just say it's a bunch of crazy moms. And finally, you always have that little kid who has a hard time saying one word, no matter...
P.
P.
No.
No.
Key.
Key.
O.
O.
Pinocchio.
It's adorable. That is so adorable. I think, if you don't mind, I want to hear it again.
Pee? No.
No.
Key. Pinocchio.
That's just adorable.
Viral comedy. Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Working our way toward news, sports, and AccuWeather on the way next. Also, we're mix and matching with Morgan in the Morning and McDonald's. Take a look at our Facebook page at 6 o'clock this morning. You have an item, a nice, delicious-looking picture. What does that match up with? Well, you can get a real strong hint by Googling McDonald's and finding out what the mix and match price is for the items that we have listed. It's pretty easy, and it's your chance to win. Coming up.
Still to come with Morgan in the Morning.
Morgan in the Morning, mix and match. Do we still have that cheesy music somewhere? Yeah, let's dig that up. That game show music? Yeah, let's do that. If you go to our Facebook page right now, you'll see a delicious picture of a sausage McMuffin. What would you match that with? My guess is, you need something to drink.
WQKX HD1 Sunbury. You're listening to Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
Oh, I love when I get to be a game show host because it's kind of a fantasy of mine wear a plaid sport coat. Today is National Clash Your Clothing Day, if you want to do that. But I wanted to wear like big striped bell bottoms and a plaid sport coat, maybe a flowered tie, and have a really goofy looking microphone that's about 4 feet long, but it looks like a Tootsie Roll Pop, and say, hello again, everybody. Yeah, this is it. Well, hello again, everybody. Welcome to Morgan in the Morning, Mix and Match. I love it. Mix and Match, sponsored by, and then announcer guy comes in and goes, McDonald's, Mix and Match your breakfast today. Now back to you, Tom. Thanks, Gary. God, where's this stuff coming from? Anyway, you've been to our Facebook page at 6 o'clock this morning. A big, delicious sausage McMuffin is posted up. And your three choices, what you want to mix and match. McDonald's does suggest one. We need the correct answer. Which would it be? Now, I don't know about you, but if I was having a sausage McMuffin, I'd like a cup of coffee with that. Hint, hint. Anyway, McDonald's Mix and Match with Morgan in the Morning.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
Call now.
Call 1-800-326-94KX.
I hope I didn't scare you with any of that because it is like a dream of mine. Be a game show host. WQKX.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
With McDonald's, with Morgan in the Morning, Mix and Match.
94.1 WQKX.
That Mix and Match show continues. We should do like door number one, door number two, and door number three. Wouldn't that be cool? Or is there some kind of copyright on that stuff? Anyway, we've got Sue Ann on the line. She's calling from way down the line. You saw the picture of the sausage McMuffin, correct?
That is correct, yeah.
Now, what would you match that up with if you were to mix and match with McDonald's?
Actually, yeah. Coffee.
Yeah, everybody needs a real hot cup of McCafe coffee. Congratulations, Sue Ann. You got yourself a gift card from McDonald's.
Okay, good.
Pretty easy. Check the 94KX Facebook page every morning at 6 a.m. You'll see that item. You have three choices. McDonald's suggests that you mix and match for the best price. Morgan in the Morning, mix and match.
Morgan in the Morning, weekdays at 6 a.m., 94KX.
There's a birthday boy in that band somewhere, and I think it's Pink Floyd drummer Nick Mason, 78 years old today.
He is? Okay.
78?
Wow.
And he's still drumming?
He does from time to time. Not,
does he?
Not too much anymore, you know, like he used to.
You would know that.
Well, I'm a fond of useless knowledge. So.
Well, no, but you're a rock and roller, admit it.
I am.
You're on Eagle 107, it's all good.
Yes.
See, now I know Phil Collins got out of the drumming thing because he just couldn't physically do
right,
it.
Right, yeah.
So, but you say Nick Mason at 78?
From time to time, yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Happy birthday, Nick.
Morgan in the Morning.
Winning over audiences across America.
Birthday buddies. Birthday buddies.
You are wonderful. You make my day.
Birthday buddies.
Every day.
And go.
How do you top a 78-year-old rock and roll drummer?
There is no way to do that. Let's just give this up and stop, okay?
We probably should.
Yeah, just
because go. I'm looking at the list and I'm not really liking anybody I see.
Oh, all right.
Besides Nick. Keith Olbermann is 63 today.
Okay.
He was an original ESPN anchor.
I remember
that. He got all conceited and egotistical and just kept quitting and joining other sports networks. And then he keeps coming back and then leaving again.
Where is he now? We're not sure. He's in the middle of moving around.
Yeah, I think he's doing radio talk somewhere.
Somewhere.
He has a unique voice. I'll give him that
one. Oh, yeah, he does.
But
he does.
He's kind of a pain. John Roberts, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, is 67 today. He's a celebrity? What? These are celebrity birthdays.
What? Maybe they were reaching. They didn't have enough to talk about, I guess.
All right. Well, if we're going to reach, we might as well reach deep. Today is the birthday of Mozart. A surprise for you, Lynn.
Okay.
This is actually a mosh band.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, here we go.
Oh.
They mixed together Mozart and Metallica.
Well, actually, it kind of worked. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. So, that's how we're going to celebrate Mozart's birthday.
Okay.
By mixing in a little Metallica.
All right.
You okay with that?
Yes, I'm perfectly fine with that.
All right. So now we can move to the locals.
It's birthday buddies, and I do have the list today.
I have several of them.
Yesterday I did.
I think we overdid it today. I have lists all over the place.
Okay.
Let's go to the flat screen and say happy birthday to Carla Wirt. She's 40. Lordy, lordy. Carla's 40.
Emily Robbins, sweet 16 today.
Aww.
Yeah.
Did you have happy a sweet
birthday.
16 party when you were a little girl?
No.
Nah.
That's all right. Yeah.
Glenn Caldwell of Sunbury, 67 today.
Helia Van Kirk from Norrie, 25 today.
Jennifer Millers from Milton, happy birthday, she's 54.
Kathleen Garrick from Richfield is 46 today.
Lisa Mattern from Beaver Springs, 59.
Maria Malfara is 39 today.
Happy birthday to Marty Russell, 56.
Megan Mull is 45.
And happy birthday to Sarah Smith. She's from Sealands Grove. She's 66 today.
And Stella Gemberling from Middleburg, 49 today. Happy birthday.
Mm-hmm. Nothing on the 94KX Facebook Messenger. The phone line is only used to give away McDonald's. And
that's it. We don't use it for anything else. Don't even call us for birthdays on that.
I'm kidding.
Yeah,
congratulations again to Sue Ann, though. And you could use email and snail
sure.
mail and anything,
yeah.
right?
Yep. There's lots of things. Facebook. TikTok.
TikTok. talking birthday?
Send us a birthday wish on TikTok, yes.
Really? All right, if you want to try it, go ahead.
Try it, yeah.
Because every day at this time...
It's Birthday Buddies.
WQKX. Coming up with Morgan in the Morning.
Okay, you go to a fast food place, and, well, first I got to ask you, do you look at your food before you eat it? I do.
Yeah, most of the time.
Okay, so this dude's looking at his taco, and he sees something funny in it, but he eats it anyway.
Oh.
I think there's a lesson there, don't you?
Eat it anyway. Ugh.
Yeah, coming up.
It's one
up,
thing if you don't look, but it's another when you do.
Especially when it's a metal bolt.
Oh, my goodness.
Coming up, another chapter of And
There It Is.
So you're having lunch at a taco place, and you find something in your taco.
A little tiny bolt or screw or something. Well, I thought I hurt myself.
Yeah. After you hurt yourself? Wait, you actually ate it? You looked inside your taco, found a bolt or a screw, and you ate it anyway. Another chapter of And There It Is.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX. Some call it stupid news. We say,
and there it is.
Okay. I've been accused of smelling my food before I taste it. That's kind of weird that sometimes I do it, but I always look at it before I taste it. Anything else is stupid, but we don't call this stupid news. We say, and there it is, because there's a lesson to be learned. Like the guy at Taco Bell.
I knew it wasn't food. It couldn't have been. Tried to dig out what it was, and then I pulled it out, and it was this little tiny bolt or screw or something. Well, I thought I hurt myself, you know? I was just kind of in shock at the moment, I guess. He said that the GM didn't believe me, and she thought that I was lying. That could easily happen again if it happened to me. I just want people to be aware of it, that can happen in restaurants pretty easily, I guess.
Yeah, exactly, bud. So if it looks like a bolt or a screw, guess what? It's probably a bolt or a screw. You know, wait till you take the bite and then spit it out and say, wow, a bolt or a screw, huh?
For every act of goofiness, there's a lesson to be learned.
And there it is.
On 94KX. 94.WQKX. Up next with Morgan in the Morning.
We just heard the news. Coming up next, the good news and one student who raised a lot of money.
The best songs on the radio. 94.1.
In digital HD.
Morgan in the Morning. Weekdays at 6 a.m. 94KX. 94KX.
Who wants to hear some good news?
You've heard the news.
Just so I know, is it good news or bad news?
Oh, it's good news. No, it's definitely good news.
It's some good news.
Don't tell me it's good news.
Let's hear it!
Now, the good news.
This is pretty cool. A Texas high school student who earned $30,000 at the Kendall County Junior Livestock Show has decided to roll that money over into a school project and give that money to St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Now, her name is Maddie Barber, and the kid is just amazing.
Everyone there was super nice, and it was a hard time, especially for my parents, but they got lots of support, and as so did I.
We want people to know how great of a kid Maddie is.
Yeah.
This awesome thing that she's done.
I mean, this isn't a typical thing that a 16-year-old will do, or 17-year-old will do. It's just amazing, and we want everybody to know about it.
Well, here's the true reason why it's amazing. She wasn't just a typical 16 or 17-year-old kid. Maddie Barber was actually treated for brain cancer when she was just a little toddler at St. Jude's Children's Hospital. So not only did she give her prize money from the livestock show, but she rolled it over in a school project that raised a whole lot more money. That's pretty cool. And hey, good news from the board of directors of the Sunbury Revitalization Committee. They've started a brand new term, and they've got a brand new team. Congratulations to the new members and the current members. Think Sunbury in 2022. Oh, that's their motto, okay?
This is good news.
Morgan in the Morning. 94KX.
94.1 WQKX. Still to come with Morgan in the Morning, late night TV from Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, and Seth Meyers, and Tom's top list of the day. Coming up with things that we say wrong, but somehow they sound okay.
Morgan in the Morning, 94KX.
A bipartisan group of senators just announced legislation to make the U.S. more prepared for a pandemic. Wow, great timing. Next week, they're going to come up with a plan to fight this Y2K thing I keep hearing about.
The Winter Olympics are, I guess, coming. I don't know. They're happening in Beijing next month. COVID or not, there will be no spectators. And now Olympic officials are warning athletes to avoid handshakes, high fives, or hugs while they're over there. But they're still planning to hand out condoms, which is confusing. What about people who like to high five after sex?
Free condoms to athletes. I'm pretty excited to find out what that event is.
Morgan in the Morning.
Presenting
Tom's top list of the day.
And you can use it anywhere.
Welcome to the goodie room.
Tom's top list of the day.
That's a disturbing mental image.
Tom's top list of the day.
Radio will not fail you, ladies and gentlemen. It will bring to you everything that is worthwhile.
Now let's get started.
Yeah, let's get started on the things we may be saying wrong, but it's okay because it's right either way. Some of them are really weird. How about coleslaw? I love coleslaw. How many of your moms or grandmas call it cold slaw? Because if you leave it out in the sun, it ain't good, right? Number two, exact revenge. Some people say, oh, I'm going to get my extract revenge. Where are you pulling it from, man? Deep down in your soul? Happy as a clam. I don't know how happy clams are, so when I hear happy as a clown, yeah, it kind of makes sense, right? Last ditch effort. A lot of people say last stitch effort. I guess they sew a lot. Here's one that bugs me. Alzheimer's, old timers. Don't say that. Deep-seated is deep-seated. Well, wherever you're sitting, it goes deep, right? Take it for granted. People say take it for granted. What, your kitchen counters? What are you talking about? A bald-faced lie is a bold-faced lie. Some liars are quite bold. You see where we're going with this? The list goes on and on, and we should actually probably put it on Facebook because you probably have a lot more. My mom, my dear 84-year-old Mama Morganzo, she gets them all wrong. And my favorite is when she says, oh, it's coming down the pipe. The actual original phrase was coming down the pike. But if you say coming down the pipe, I guess that means you're a plumber.
Don't go away. More of Morgan in the Morning next.
Talking more of cabin fever on the way after news.